Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end.
All right, that's enough of that. Well, thank you. This is It's All About Perspective with, when I give you the point, introduce yourself. Dylan.
Connor.
And?
Remy.
Remy's classic, but Connor's new.
I'm a new guy.
They're the new guy. This is It's All About Perspective, and you're listening to... Yeah, 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. We got a lot to do on this.
Mm-hmm. Very busy agenda.
It's very. So I think we jump right into it, and then we'll just figure it out from there. Sound good?
Yeah.
This is going to be a little bit. I haven't played the song in a hot second, but I'm pretty excited about it. So let's just do it.
Yes, I know it's late, but better late than never. I know it's 5 in the morning, not sure who I'm calling. You haven't heard from me in some time. Girl, I hope you want me, when you hear me talking. You know I've been out, and is it okay? Calling you, but not before it's past 2 o'clock, 'cause I'm balling with my boys, my boys, my boys. I know it's 5 in the morning, not sure who I'm calling. You haven't heard from me in some time. Girl, I hope you want it, when you hear me talking. You know I've been out, and is it okay I stop by?
just to get close to you. Could you burn something today? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Just to get close to you, could we burn someday? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste.
All right, you just heard Drunk in the Morning, Lucas Graham, followed by Too Close by Alex Clare, then Love on the Brain, Rihanna. Now, Connor, we've already made this known that Hailee Steinfeld, do you know who that is?
Nope.
Okay, doesn't matter. She is a singer.
All right.
She's our age, and she's a huge fan of the show.
The biggest fan that
huge
we've
fan.
Got, in fact.
Now, also, slightly less well-known fact, Rihanna, monster fan of the show. Monster fan. You know, she DM'd me the other day and just...
Because they're giving her a good time.
Let's just say that when she debuts her album, it'll be on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Because she knows what's up.
I'm glad to hear that.
All right, so... I don't want to talk about Nationals yet.
I do.
You want to talk about Nationals?
We can do later. We can say
no, let's talk about Nationals. So Remy and I were on the Club Tennis Nationals team. By the way... # copper bracket champs.
Natty champs.
National champs of our bracket. But I think the best story is the last match.
The last match. In the finals.
I want to get your reaction on this,
Connor.
So this guy we're playing, I'm at mixed doubles. And
should we explain a little bit about the way it works?
Yeah, tell him how it works.
So the way it works in club tennis is that you play 5 matches, but the way that you win is by having the most games accumulated over the course of 5 matches. So you can come in, you can lose the majority of the matches, like lose 3-2, but if you've won the most games at the end, you're the winner, right?
Mm.
So the way mixed doubles is played last, and if a team is down when they enter in mixed doubles, but they keep winning games, they can go past the set number of 6 games and like keep going until they win. Kind of confusing.
Huh.
But anyway, so we came into the copper bracket,
the finals.
The finals.
And so are you guys playing together?
We were doubles pair.
Yes.
Okay.
We were doubles pair, but we go into the mixed doubles.
Well, before we go on, it was weird because we had tough matches going up, but then everyone's matches were all weirdly easier than our previous matches.
Yeah.
In the finals. And it's like, what's going on?
I think the semifinals against Pitt was the hardest match that we played.
Well, you weren't in that mixed doubles match.
Okay, right, as a team.
And then we get to this last match, and I'm warming up with this kid. Mixed doubles, one guy, one girl. Warming up with the guy, and he looks like he's dead inside. He looks like he's just...
It's like a stone cold
not
face.
Ready to function.
Okay.
But he's so good.
And then all of a sudden, he's just... The match starts, and he's insane. He's whipping.
So what made you think he wasn't with it?
He was like this on the court, and letting the ball bounce like four
his,
times. Like,
yeah, his face and before. His body language just...
Just he looked like he didn't even want to be there.
Oh, man. And that's really tough to convey over radio.
Yeah.
All right. The guy did not look legit.
But then...
He was legit.
Then we get on, and he tags me with a ball, which, like, is okay. Like, he hits me with
it. Hits you with the ball.
Yeah. That's Ooh. Okay. That's Ooh. Part of tennis.
Yeah.
But I turn around to go, like, high-five my partner, but then all of a sudden I hear, like, and I'm like, what's going on behind me? It's the dude approached the net, started like barking at me.
He's staring him down
and
from across the net.
I turn around, I'm like, dude, what are you doing? I was like, okay, something's wrong with this kid.
Huh.
So we keep going through the match. Tags me again.
He keeps doing it, yeah.
Tags me again.
And so that's their point, right?
It's their point, yeah.
So purposefully, like, just whacking it?
It's part of the game.
Yeah.
Like, it's fair to play.
No,
but
you gotta
at that
love
point,
it when that happens, like, in like, volleyball.
I was like, I'm not turning around this time. Like, this guy knows what he's doing.
Oh, my God.
Didn't he? I've heard, you guys told me, though, I didn't realize, because I was like, I'm not turning around and acknowledging this guy. He's...
Well, The thing is, like, after he hit the volley, like, past Dylan, he would, like, put his fist up right in front
up
of his
to
face
the net.
And keep walking towards the net.
It's like, okay.
And keep looking at him, and then he would smirk.
One,
we're like, come on, man.
One time, I hit a shot, and I missed it, and he goes to the nets, goes, and walks away. It's like...
All right.
This is like pinky in the brain type laugh. That
The dude just had a little bit too much to prove. That's all right.
Yeah,
it happens
weird.
To the best of us.
So anyway,
we got rocked in that final.
It sounds
in that
like
final
it.
Match. But we won. We had enough to be up by one game still. That's because everyone else's
got
matches.
Got it.
We rocked.
Okay.
So we're. I think tough. This was the first
close.
Time this kid ever felt nerves in his life. This kid looked stone cold. Although, when he was barking, I was worried he was going to, like, jump over the net and bite my arm of some sort. That was a freaky thing. Well, we're losing. We're going down. We're down 30-love.
In what would have been the final game.
Let's be honest.
Game.
We were not going to win the tiebreak.
We should, yeah.
If they win the game, we go to a tiebreak. We play the tiebreak, we're losing it.
We weren't.
Okay. So
and
you
we're
had
down
to close
love
it.
30. And then we get a... Shout out to Steph. Subs in with my partner. And we win 3 straight points. And then they get one. And it's deuce. And there's no ads in club tennis because it saves time.
It's
air quotes.
Rule.
It doesn't save time.
Huh. So it's just first
so it's
to
one
the next
point.
Two. Oh, it's just one.
1 point.
Oh, my God.
And I have to take the return because in the mixed doubles, guy has to serve to the guy and the girl has to serve to the girl.
Huh.
See,
I did not know. When you first said mixed doubles, I had no idea that that was just a very vague way of saying...
One guy, one
mixed
girl.
Mixed gender.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's just like a hilariously like vague name for this type of competition.
Tennis people are weird.
Okay, so you're serving to the guy.
He's serving to me.
He's serving to you.
And
he uses a big serve.
His serve was so fast it baked cookies. It baked cookies. They were roasting marshmallows on the sideline as that serve was going by.
But this time...
Are you getting it up?
No, I'm... No,
I thought you were getting it up.
No, I don't have a video.
I have the video. It's not a great video. This kid, he misses the first serve and... Shanks, he kind of just spins the second serve in,
like
super slow.
In, yeah.
I was like, this is my time! I'm going to hurt this kid with this ball. Not actually, he was too far away.
Okay.
I just kind of hit it in. Only backhand error he made the entire
match.
He
did not miss a single shot up
Only
until this.
Right into the net?
Puts it right in
Dumps
net.
It in the
Ooh.
Net. See,
you gotta love that.
Now, extra little tidbit that not our entire team knows. I'm like, yeah! And I go over to my partner, and I'm like going in for a high five, going in
and
for the hug.
All of a sudden, you get bit on the arm.
And then the guy jumps over the net. No, I'm like, yeah, Steph, we did it. High five. And she was like, what are you doing? Why are you going in for a hug? I'm like, oh, we won. She's like, oh, okay.
Wow.
Did not realize
no court awareness.
No. She was too locked in. We'll give her that.
She's played a great game.
Too locked
she
in.
She came in.
She's too locked in. She was unconscious.
Great returns.
That's how intense it was. She was unconscious.
She blacked out and blacked back in.
She's like, oh, and we won.
So I'm really curious, like, was the dude just fuming?
I wish we could have a face cam right now for everyone, but I was like, yeah, nice match, man.
Ooh.
Nice match.
Ooh, yeah.
Pleasure to play you.
You gotta hit him with like the little smirk.
I did. Yeah. I will admit, I did try to hit him once on one of my returns.
I think you tried more than once and you missed.
I missed both times.
Yeah, over time you might morph this story a little bit away from the factual truth into on the closing point you like beamed it off his forehead or something.
I think that's.
It could be a good edit.
Next
moving
year,
into the future.
Next
of this
year,
story.
We'll say that to the incoming freshman that's how we won.
That's how we won. Yeah.
We'll say that's how we won the copper bracket.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our story.
Yeah.
Well, should we play some more songs, guys?
Let's get some more songs.
Going. I've got a song to bump.
All right.
Guys, you're supposed to be a little more excited about that.
Yeah, we had to be more enthusiastic.
Yeah, we're
lost in the.
We'll work on it.
Calling that.
Yeah, I don't have the court awareness.
These things happen. All right, let's get back to it.
Waiting for the time to pass you by. Hope the winds of change will change your mind. I could give a thousand reasons why. And I know you, and you've got to make it on your own, but we don't have to grow up. We can stay forever young. Living on my sofa, drinking rum and cola underneath the rising sun. I could give a thousand reasons why, but you're going, and you know that all you have to do is stay a minute, just take your time. The clock is ticking, so stay. All you have to do is wait a second, your hands on mine. The clock is ticking, so stay.
Second, your hands on mine. The clock is ticking, so stay.
Okay, you just heard Stay by Zedd featuring Alessia Cara, then 4 or 5 Seconds, Rihanna, Kanye West, and Paul McCartney, and then Our Own House by Mr. Wives. And now we're in the time slot where Remy plays a song.
Yep.
Stop. We need to come up with a better name, honestly.
Yeah, you guys need a bit of an intro for that.
Yeah, I know.
And here's Remy with another song.
We'll work on that. We'll work on that. You want to just jump right into it?
Yes. Well, so I was talking to Dylan about this, trying to do something that's a little bit more upbeat, or like a song that hasn't been acoustically covered, but I couldn't really find a good one to do. I kind of want to do a rap song, but there's just a lot of profanity and
be humble.
A lot of songs, and I was like, can't do that. So I ended up going with kind of a fallback. It's another Ed Sheeran song, but it's a good one.
Okay.
I have not played it before, so.
Lay it on us.
Here we go. Oh, it's Dive, by the way.
Cool.
Yeah. Maybe I came on too strong. Maybe I waited too long. Maybe I played my cards wrong. Oh, just a little bit wrong. Baby, I apologize for it. I could fall or I could fly here in your aeroplane. And I could live, I could die hanging on the words you say. I've been known to give my own, jumping in hotter than 10,000 rocks on the lake. So don't call me baby unless you mean it. Don't tell me you need me if you don't believe it. So let me know the truth right into you. Your mystery. I've traveled the world and there's no other girl like you. No one. What's your history? Do you have a tendency to lead some people on? 'Cause I heard you do. I could fall or I could fly here in your aeroplane. I could live, I could die hanging on the words you say. And I've been known to give my all, jumping in hotter than 10,000 rocks on the lake. So don't call me baby unless you mean it. Don't tell me you need me if you don't believe it. So let me know the truth before I dive right into you. Before I dive right into you. I could fall, I could fly here in your airplane. I could live, I could die hanging on the words you say. And I've been known to give my all, jumping in harder than 10,000 rocks on the lake. So don't call me baby unless you mean it. And don't tell me you need me if you don't believe it. So let me know the truth before I dive right into you.
Very impressive, man.
Lovely. Lovely. All right, Connor.
Damn.
I want...
Now, was that addressed to Rihanna?
Yes. Yes. Our greatest fan, Rihanna.
Don't forget Hailee Steinfeld. It was for her, too.
And Hailee Steinfeld, our greatest fan. Now, Connor, I want the people to get to know you.
Right.
Tell us your story.
Oh,
what are your plans?
How long do I have?
You have as long as you want. 23 minutes. 23 minutes maximum, but...
Oh my God. What is my story?
Where you?
The story starts in a test tube.
Wow.
The story starts in a test tube.
The beginning.
This voice comes to you from the 8th successful in vitro conception at UC San Francisco. They mixed me up in a little dish and then put me in my mom. which means I'm half cyborg and I'm never going to die, which is tight. all you
that's
fucking
cool.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I forget the profanity.
I didn't even realize.
It slipped.
This is a kid show, man.
I know. That's why we're introducing the topic of childbirth today for all you kids. I don't know what to say, man. I'm from San Francisco.
You're about to graduate
Tufts and the SMFA.
What are your plans for post-grad life?
My plan is to road trip across the country.
Okay.
I don't have a distant plan. I'm kind of...
I
kind of
like that.
I'm on a shorter time frame, yeah.
What was your major again?
I did engineering psychology at Tufts with an art history minor. And at the art school, I am a generalist. I do a lot of things. I'm primarily a sculptor, but I do graphic design and other types of art as well.
That's fascinating. We didn't get to make clay stuff, but I made a clay blob under your guidance, but...
Oh, yeah.
I
forgot about that.
It wasn't fully realized.
It wasn't blobby enough?
It was blobby. It was very blobby. It wasn't the greatest thing.
Huh.
Yeah?
One of my favorite exercises to do with people is I give them just like a ball of clay and I kind of read this like spoken meditation thing. And everybody walks out of that environment or that experience rather with nothing more than a blob. But there's beauty in the blob.
Do you have a Zen garden?
I don't.
Can I get you a Zen garden?
I would like one of those little ones that you rake.
Yeah,
those are
that's what I mean.
More for the comedic value. I find those things really awesome.
I
want to
get you a Zen garden.
Yeah, those things are good.
I feel like it's fitting. You can remember me by R.I.P.
We could make one, man.
Let's do it. I'm V down. All right, before we go in, because we're in the latter half of the show.
We're burning through this show.
We're burning through the show.
Fast.
That's not the only thing we're burning through.
I want to come. Hey, 422. Now, I have a slight recent mild obsession with peanut butter cookies of sorts. Slight, mild, and recent. But this is where I want to come to you with your wisdom. All right.
Who?
This is you.
Oh wow. Okay.
You are. I've brought up this dilemma much more than I should have in my life.
Uh-huh.
I've thought about this a lot. This is the sweet versus salty debate, but it's kind of more. My problem is, if I'm eating a snack, I want to be eating it for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat my thing and then be done with it.
Yeah.
But
you're a marathoner. You're not a sprinter.
Yeah, just me or everyone.
You know, okay. you want to have the drawn out experience.
Yeah,
not the instant gratification.
But I like candy. I don't really eat candy anymore. But part of the reason I kind of stopped was when you eat candy, you eat it, and then that's like a lot of sugar and everything.
There's you hit the ceiling really quick.
Yeah, yeah. But with like the salty, you can kind of enjoy it more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? What's your solution for that?
All right. Well, I am hardcore a sweet guy. I have a higher ceiling when it comes to sweets. I can tear through sweets like it's nobody's business. So I don't think I have a solution for you. I think I'm kind of the opposite of your solution. That being said, I've been really trying to cut sugar out in general. I think we are brought up on way too much sugar and way too much salt. You know, we should all be practicing a little bit more diligence.
Carrots. Just carrots.
A little bit more moderation.
Only carrots.
I eat raw carrots for lunch every day.
Hey, me too, man.
The more you know. Yeah. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah.
I think the best solution to all of this is, like, literally just making your own food. Like, if you rely on, I don't know, like, bags of Doritos for sustenance, like, that's your first problem. You should try making potato chips.
What about a family-sized Nutter Butter?
There's always a place for Nutter Butters.
My parents sent me a care package recently with some Girl Scout cookies in it. It's not good, man. They sent me two boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
What kind?
The tagalongs with peanut butter and then chocolate around it.
Didn't they just rename those?
Yeah, they used to be peanut butter patties, and now they're tagalongs.
Oh, really? Okay. They're so shifty, those Girl Scouts.
And why? First of all, why do they not give you? They give you 15 cookies. That's not a lot
of
cookies.
It's a weird number.
I agree. Yeah. It's not even.
Not even. That's strange.
Second, why are they so expensive? They're very expensive.
Are they?
I think they're like $5 a box when Girl Scouts are selling them, which is
it's a lot of money.
That's not. It's. I mean, I'm gonna buy them when I see them, but it's not enough to deter me. Which I guess they have me hooked.
Do the Boy Scouts have anything like that?
Popcorn.
Really?
Boy Scouts sell popcorn.
Yeah, I was a Boy Scout for a hot second. I hated it because.
Dude, I did the damnedest things when I was a Boy Scout. Like, I remember our troop leader had us. He broke his leg. He was just like one of my friend's fathers. And when his leg was healed, he took the cast off, and we spent an entire like session of Boy Scouting filling it with toiletries.
Why?
I have no idea. Like, it was fresh and sweaty, like, from his leg, and we were just like squirting like toothpaste into it.
Oh man.
Somehow making the world a better place.
Yeah. Boy Scout things.
Dude, I don't know.
But yeah, they sell popcorn. I sold popcorn. For a hot second.
Good to know.
And I was miserable, so we stopped going.
You gotta know what you like.
I got out of the Cub Scouts. Let's just say that. Let's leave it at that. All right.
So we're leaving it.
Shall we, you wanna...
Get another song on
I don't
there.
Know what song this is. It's your song.
It's the very first song I ever added to my Spotify when I first got it. It's the first song I added.
That's momentous,
so...
The right. new, that's the first dollar bill I ever made.
Yeah.
The 2017 right. version.
Well...
Hope you enjoy.
Yeah,
a lot of pressure on
me
now to have good taste in music.
I say you're a dreamer. You've got to move on. Forget about closure. We're the ones who've got to be strong. Forget all your secrets. Can't keep them all. You won't live forever if you never live life at all. Don't look back, just head for the sun when the curtains fall. We're setting the stage for the final run. The tables are turned.
worry if I disappear. I told her I'm not really looking for another mistake. I called an old friend thinking that the trouble would wait, but then I jumped right in. A week later returned. I reckon she was only looking for a lover to burn, but I gave her my time for 2 or 3 nights. Then I put it on pause until the moment was right. I went away 4 months until our paths crossed again. She told me I was never looking for a friend. Maybe you could swing by my room around 10. Baby, bring the lemon and a bottle of gin. We'll be in between the sheets till the late a.m. Baby, if you wanted me, then you should've just said. She's singing, don't die with my love. That heart is so cold, all over my own. I don't wanna know that, babe. I only wanna see her. We drink away the days with a takeaway pizza. Before, a text message was the only way to reach her. Now she's staying at my place and loves the way I treat her. Singing out Aretha all over the track like a feature. And never wants to sleep, I guess that I don't want to either. But me and her, we make money the same way. 4 cities, 2 planes the same day. And those shows have never been what it's about. But maybe we'll go together and just figure it out. I'd rather put on a film with you and sit on the couch. But we should get on a plane or we'll be missing it now. Wish I'd have written it down, the way that things played out. When she was kissing him, how I was confused about. Now she should figure it out while I'm sat here singing. La, la, don't die with my love. That heart is so cold, all over my own. I don't wanna know that, babe. Trust and respect is what we do this for. I never intended to be next, but you didn't need to take him to bed, that's all. And I never saw him as a threat until you disappeared with him to have sex, of course. It's not like we were both on tour. We were staying at the same hotel floor. And I wasn't looking for a promise or commitment, but it was never just fun and I thought you were different. This is not the way you realize what you wanted. It's a bit too much, too late if I'm honest. And all this time, God knows I'm singing. Don't die with my love. That heart is so cold, all over my own. I don't wanna know that, babe. Thank you.
That was 1978 by Atomic Tom, Don't by Ed Sheeran, and Sign of the Times, Harry Styles. We're in the last 2 minutes of the show.
Yeah, coming down to the end.
Time went by.
Yeah, that was quick.
Time went by. Thank you for joining us today.
I am so honored to be here.
And you've got the honor of giving us the last song.
Oh, my God. This one, I think, is a bit of a departure from what these guys seem to be playing. I recommend that everybody give it a second, especially in the intro. This is Grimes. I think she's a true artist. I think she's really exploring her own voice in a truly unique way. And definitely feel free to turn it up, especially when it drops in.
Yeah, bump it. We like to end it with bumping it. And also, we have to say, we're going to go get some noms.
Yes, we are.
Always end the show with, we're going to go get some noms.
Okay.
So yeah.
Also, like, definitely turn up that bass just a tiny bit for this song. That's it.
All right.
I guess noms now.
Noms now. All right. But listen to this last song with us, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah,
Thank you for listening in.